What started out as just a trip to visit the troops turned into one of the most memorable experiences of Alicia D's life.
I went with this company called Pro Tour Productions, and it's ran by Sandy Charbonneau. She used to be the director of the Tampa Bay Bucks Cheerleaders. What she does is she puts together a bunch of these trips, and what they do is they go around the world, and they go and they visit all these military bases and entertain the troops.
Alicia made the trip overseas with three other cheerleaders from the NFL and NBA. They started out in Kuwait and then on to Djibouti, where they hung out with the troops and performed a dueling piano show.
We had these dueling piano players, and they'd go up and they would take all these requests from all the troops, you know, to see what kind of songs they wanted to play and things like that. And then us as cheerleaders, we'd kind of be there for more crowd interaction, trying to get everybody involved, up and dancing.
For Alicia, the most memorable part of her trip was at the end of each show, when they would play Proud to Be an American, an electric moment that will never be forgotten.
All the troops would stand up and just sing along, everybody in the crowd, and we'd be on stage and we'd grab troops up with us, guys and girls, and we would just, you know, hug them and thank them during the whole song, and it was just super emotional. And I normally don't get that emotional about a lot of things, but that one got me.
After returning home from overseas, Alicia D received a very pleasant surprise in the mail.
It was something really awesome, luckily, probably one of the best things I've ever received. Officer Joe Becker of the Navy sent me this certificate with a picture of he and I when we met in Kuwait, and a letter and an American flag folded up.
The American flag sent to Alicia was flown over Camp Arifjan in Kuwait in Alicia's honor, a gesture she will never forget. Reporting for AtlantaFalcons.com, I'm Raven Tirado.